Good evening, all. I wanted to reply immediately to Simon's boot whilst I'm thinking about it, because I'm going to forget otherwise, and this is as good time as any, isn't it? We're talking slightly cross purposes now, but let's go through what we're talking about in terms of background apps, memory, multitasking battery, etc. In terms of battery power, it makes absolutely no difference how many apps are in that multitasking tray, for a better phrase, in the slightest. It doesn't make any difference, because Simon's comments about what iOS does is pretty much correct, in the sense that when you switch to another app, no matter how you do it, the app that was on the screen is suspended from memory. It's suspended to memory, rather, and it gets sent a message saying you're now being suspended. And iOS freezes that app, freezes the memory for it, in exactly the state it was in when it was visible on the screen. So when you re-bring that app up, either by using the multitasking tray or by just clicking on it in your home tray, then it's in exactly the same state as it was, unless it gets kicked out of memory, as Simon said. So it will get kicked out of memory if iOS needs to see space for something else. Now, Simon's also correct in that the app gets told that it's getting kicked out of memory, and it gets a chance to save its state. It gets a tiny amount of time. It gets somewhere in the order of a millisecond or two. You will not be able to see it. You can't see it on a 3GS. You certainly can't see it on a 4. So any perceived lag in starting up another app, or an app having to allocate memory whilst the iOS is kicking out the other app, you can't see it. It's just not enough time. What you're seeing is lag related to other things in the operating system and the file opener, the launch pad, etc. So, yes, the app exists in memory, but it is not using up any battery because it is frozen. It's got no cycles. It uses a minuscule amount of battery and processing cycles when it gets kicked out of memory, if the app responds to the particular message iOS sends it before it terminates. If the app takes too long to clean up, then the iOS will just kill the app anyway. So an app can't be sneaky and use up more cycles than the operating system is prepared to let it. So you can most definitely trust it to do the memory management. It's very good at it. But yeah, the basic process that Simon talked about is the way it works. It's just that you can't tell. And it's really, really not worth worrying about. And clearing out the apps manually will not remove any perceived lag that you see, because it's related to other things. The other little comment I wanted to make was about Apple's apps. Apple's apps, of course, don't have to obey the rules that everyone else's apps have to obey. So the most obvious example is email. Like, you still get email. If you tell the system to check your email every 30 minutes, it will do so. It will do so even if you clear it out of the multi-tray at the bottom. So clearing the apps from the multi-tray, the Apple apps that are special and allowed to run in the background, they will carry on running in the background regardless of what you do in that tray. For their background daemon processes, that is. Obviously, if you have music playing, for instance, and you double-click and remove the iTunes app, or the music app, whatever they call it. The music app. Remove the music app from the multitasking tray by pressing for wiggle and then pressing the minus button. Then it'll stop playing music. But in general, if iOS wants to run its own stuff in the background, there's nothing you can do about it. And it wouldn't surprise me if things like that are causing that perceived lag that you see sometimes, rather than anything else. Anyway, that's it for this episode, because I'm 5 minutes up. Hope that was useful.